Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
While exploring the outskirts of the city, I discovered an abandoned super robot. It was then my life was transformed by the mysterious power of Primate. The robot monkeys were awakened, and I, Shiro, made their leader. Our quest? Save Shigazoom City from the evils of the Skeleton King. Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force, go! Fighting any evil, they are Shigazoom's hope. Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force, go! Defeating any foe.
Antari.
Sparks. Gibson.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in K-Pop. This is your new host, Anthea Isaac. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you guys know me. I just made a self-intro in the last episode, and I will be taking over Believe in K-Pop from now on. And it has been such an excited feeling. And I still have Emily with me to join for our podcast. Hello, Emily.
Hello. Thank you for having me for another transition episode. I'm happy you're enjoying taking over the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Emily, for joining in, because I really needed her mental support during my first episode. So thank you so much. So how have you been? How has this week happened?
This week has been good for me. It's been, you know, hanging out with many friends and then safely, of course, and working, and that's about it. Yeah, it's been nice.
Yeah. We have been rescheduling this episode for a long time.
Yes. Yeah, how's your week?
Yeah, it was kind of a sick yet a good one. I hope my throat sounds fine right now. So
yes, you sound fine.
So what do we have for today's episode? As we discussed earlier, we are going to have to talk about the Super Robo EXO team, Hyperforce Go.
Wait, so this is an article that you wrote, correct?
Yeah, actually, this is from the older Amino version Anthea article. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a fan blog thing that I wrote. It was like super old article. And when I heard you talk about this K-pop idols as, you know, like being part of a baseball team, mm-hmm. I got reminded of this Super Robo Monkey team. And as our audience already knew that I was actually planning to be, you know, like, to join you for an episode, and I was planning to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So,
yay, I'm glad. I'm glad today was the day.
So, Super Robo Monkey Team Hyperforce Go is actually the cartoon that we are going to discuss about. It's a cartoon series, superhero cartoon series. Do you have any idea about it?
I've seen it. I don't know which channel. Oh, it's on Disney Channel. I've definitely seen it before. I was never a big cartoon person, except for maybe a few. So I have definitely seen clips of it for teasers, but I've never seen the show. I'm not familiar with it.
I saw it in Tamil, actually, in my native language, Tamil.
That's cool. How many years ago?
Let me just start with what actually gave me this idea, how it all started, and a little about the series, and let's dive into our EXO team as we proceed. So in Amino, we have monthly and weekly challenges going on for writers, where they ask some few, you know, like certain writers come up with new ideas, like something like a Halloween theme or a Christmas theme. Or I even have an article where I wrote about shiny members as colors. members representing each color. So these are some fun challenges that was going on. So I was quite an active member over there. So one of my friends, he decided to write an article on K-pop idols as game characters. He was into video games. So I found that really amusing. And since I was not a game person, I was more of this cartoon Power Rangers Disney person. So I was kind of thinking about all the TV series that I really loved. And I was thinking about Justice League, Powerpuff Girls, Teen Titans. Some of these were my most favorite. And I decided to have Super Robo Monkey Team Hyperforce Go, where it is a team of Robo Monkeys coming together as a superhero team to save the world. So it had different characters, different colors for each character. And I thought it would be great to have a similar, you know, like EXO member kind of team. So that's how this article was born.
Wow. Well, there you go. I definitely get the Ben 10 type vibe here.
So it was actually an Japanese-American influenced TV series. Yeah, so it was also created by one of the directors of Teen Titans. And I actually kind of felt the cartoons resembling, you know, like kind of the cartoon animation and the sketches. So that's how it happened. And let's dive into. So I'm renaming this super team as Super Robo EXO Team. So the first main character is Shiro. He's a human. He's actually the leader of the Super Robo Monkey Team. Actually, others are Robo Monkeys, but he's the only human. And he's a teenage boy, a very immature teen who accidentally stumbled upon this, the base of the Robo Monkey team. So the base was actually inactive for years. And when he stepped in, he accidentally activates the robot, the super big robot, and the monkeys come alive. So that's how the story begins. So for Chiro, I decided to have Sehun and Kai, both of them, because we had shortage of members in the series. So we have Sehun and Kai because they are the maknaes of the group. And I felt that Chiro is also like, he's physically young as a teenager, but mentally he kind of becomes this whole character through the series because of his experience that he goes through every day and things. So I thought it would be great to have Sehun and Kai because being the maknae, they get to experience their idol life every day, and they learn lessons from their hyungs, their elder members. So I thought it would be kind of appropriate to have them over there. Antori, he's the second lead of the series and the team. He's the black robo monkey. So when Shiro fails to lead the team, he takes care of the monkeys, like he's the second leader. And it's not his leadership qualities, but he's kind of more mature and more calm than the other monkeys. So I was young that time and I was new to EXO, so I was watching some funny moments and video clips of EXO, and I found Dio as a perfect match for Antori because he doesn't get by all the jokes that the members make, and he kind of prefers to stay calm. And we also know that Dio is known for his savageness. So I thought Antori is not savage, but he doesn't, you know, like he kind of looks more over, you know, like sometimes his facial reaction just says that, oh my God, what am I going to do with this team or these monkeys and those kind of looks. So I thought it would be perfect for Devo.
I can see that. I can see that. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So the next is Gibson. Gibson is the blue monkey, Robo monkey, and I wanted to have Suho for that, the leader of EXO. Yay. I miss him. So So Gibson is more of a science related person, like more of an intellectual monkey in the team.
Okay.
And he's mostly found in the laboratories trying to find different potions and new formulas. And he has a kind of a British accent in his English. He sounds quite different from the others. So as most of us know, Suho is kind of more good in English, I guess.
Right.
And he often said that if he wasn't going to be an idol, I think he said he wanted to be a teacher or professor. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have always found Suho to be more intellectual, and also his English speaking capabilities were amusing when I was young. Now I know a lot of idols, I do agree, but that time I was new to K-pop and it was kind of cool, so I gave him the Gibson role. And Gibson wasn't the leader, but you can actually find the calm and the politeness where he kind of blends the group together can be felt through the series. So I also felt that if, you know, like Suho acting as a leader is actually kind of similar to Gibson's, so I was like, okay, these two do good.
Interesting. He definitely is, from what I've seen. It reminds me also of their Netflix, well, their short Stranger Things stint, but he was kind of the one, him and Kai were doing it, and he was the one, you know, due to his English, was carrying most of the conversations with the Stranger Things cast. But I definitely also see the whole, I don't know if intellectual is the right word. I don't know the other members as well, so I don't want to say he's more intellectual than another person. But I think you can tell that it seems like he thinks a lot. And he's like very, like, not overthinks, but like what's the word? Like you can see in his eyes that he's thinking about something, and he's like, but he's trying to be polite, but he's thinking, and it's anyway. I actually talked about it on a previous episode when I was doing the baseball one, and I was just thinking of Suho, and I was like, he's perfect for this position because he's very like, he tries to be, it's so anyway. So I can see that. Very polite, intelligent, kind of thing.
Yes. So the next is Oto. He's the green robo monkey, and that's none other than Shanyeol. So Oto is, Oto is more of like a funny person, an easygoing person in the team, and he doesn't usually act formal or serious in the team. So. He is more of a fun-going, outgoing personality in the team. Yet he is more of a mechanic-oriented person. He knows everything about repairing the robots or those engineering stuff. So as an imaginative person, I compared this mechanics to Chanyeol's composing idea. Yeah, so more of this music, instruments, composing is equal to mechanics, fixing, engineering. So and Chanyeol is also an easygoing person, easy to gel with personality. So I thought Chanyeol would be perfect for this.
I can definitely see the comic. He's definitely seemingly one of the more goofy members.
Yeah. like sometimes we tend to, you know, like judge them because of them being more comical, mm-hmm. but they actually have serious content behind them. I have seen a lot of idols like that. Like they make fun. They look as if they don't think a lot, and they take everything, you know, like easy, and they are fun loving. But when I have, most of the times I have encountered situations like that, when you go to their music and their track list or something, you can see that those members are actively participating in music composition. And when you see some behind scenes, those funny characteristics are totally gone, and they will be so serious in their composing chair, and mm-hmm. they will be instructing other members to that. You can sing like this, you know, do that like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can see that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's so cool. So, yeah. And for Lay, I had the super robot. The robot is not actually considered as a character, but when you watch through the series, you finally understand that the robot can actually act and react on its own. It's basically, they are the base they have. It transforms into more like this Power Rangers Megazord kind of format. So it does have some spirit inside it, and that's what they would like to convey during the end. So Lay, when I was getting into EXO, I always found Lay to be more calm during the live shows. It might be because of his language barriers, but I'm not sure. But he has always been that quiet, sweet person. And when it comes to the songs and, you know, like a professional side, he comes out and he contributes in a great level for EXO. So that's what I kind of like the super robo thingy. Looks as if it's calm and it doesn't have much activities to do within the team, but when the danger comes, it is actually their main source of the Megazord during the fights.
Okay.
So Lay is an important charm. The next is Jinmei. So it's the character that comes in the second or the third season. Not the ultimate important character, but finally in the finale, we can see the character coming in. And it is, again, a very quiet and charmful character. It is also a robo, but a human robo. So it kind of comes in as, you know, like, sometimes, you know, like the desperate need for help when even the super robo monkey team is at risk. You have this you know, like appearance of a special character during movies, right? You know, superhero movies. At times, even the hero fails, but there is another hero comes in to help and stuff like that. So I wanted to compare it for Zoomin. So as the eldest member, I have always found that he has been a big support to the leaders, and he's more of this very approachable person in the group. And I think I have even heard Zuho say that because of Zoomin, he kind of gets this mental support to lead the team. So I thought that would be great to have Jinmei as Zoomin. And the next is Nova. Nova is actually the LO robo monkey of the team, and that would be Chen. So I don't know how I related them together, but Nova is kind of, what to say, she is more of this loud person, which I compared it with Chen's vocals, because my bias for vocals in XOS Chen, so I really want to emphasize on his vocal abilities. And we can at times we can see her at times very lightly mommying Shiro, like more of this compassionate love. And I also saw a video where it was titled as Chen being a mom for Sehun at times, very rarely. I don't know. I am still wondering how I found all these videos, but I did watch some videos like that. So I thought it would be, when Sehun is Chiro, I thought Nova would be perfect for Chen. So yay to Chen.
Right.
And the ultimate is, not ultimate, he's also one of the monkeys. Like, he's the red robo monkey, that's Sparks. It's Baekhyun. Actually, Sparks is my most favorite character in the team. I just love him. He's actually considered as the comedian of the team. And we did speak that Oto has some humor sense, but the trademark for humor definitely goes for Sparks. And of course, now you know why I mentioned Baekhyun as Sparks. It definitely goes well with him. And especially when I saw Baekhyun in more of red colors in his recent Super M100 MVs and things, I was like, wow, Sparks is red and Baekhyun is red. I remember the old article I wrote. Definitely, whenever I see Baekhyun in red, I'm like, ah, the Sparks I knew.
The Sparks I knew. I love that.
I the one character I didn't have much much difficulty in fixing was definitely Baekhyun. Instantly, when I thought Super Robo Monkey team and EXO team, it was Sparks and Baekhyun. And that happened with Gibson and Suho the next, but ultimately Baekhyun and Sparks. Nobody's questioning me on that.
Right. So there's only, I guess, 8 or 9 of them?
Nine
Sparks. Yeah. Or robo members.
Yeah.
Well, that works out perfectly. You should do it for SF9.
Yeah, I'm thinking. But it's, I don't know, maybe I lost that creativity, but I should try.
Yeah, you can try it with SF9 twice. You could totally do that.
We have Super Junior too.
Oh, Super Junior? You could do... Probably you could do NCT 127, I believe. They're 9 or 10. I can't remember.
No, like with Win-Win, it's 10.
Well, I mean, Win-Win's with Wavy, I guess. So, I mean,
yes.
You could totally do that.
Yeah. Well, probably when I wrote this article, people just commented on saying, oh, you should do some other cartoon series with members and things. And I was like, well,
yeah, you should.
Really love it.
That's awesome.
I actually did my style of research at that time when I was doing my first year of college. I actually contacted I was new to EXO, so I actually contacted one of my college friends. She was an XOL. So I went to her and I mentioned, see, these are the characters I compare. Do you think it is okay to write about it? And she was like, yeah, I think it's good. And the most difficult was Devo and Atari. But yeah, we finally made it.
I know I was sitting there geeking out when I got to do it for, what's it called? For... baseball, so I totally understand.
Yeah, you even had multiple idols for a particular role.
I did, yes, because I couldn't choose just one.
I still remember your description for Johnny, though.
Oh, what was my description? I forgot what my description was.
I don't know the exact thing. All I knew is you had some really, you know, like, I kind of felt that you were hyped inside. I don't know. Your modulation was quite different. Height. Like, height to talk about. H-Y-P.
Oh, yes. He was, yes, because he was very tall.
So, yeah, that's it for this episode. So, what are your favorite cartoons, Emily? Like, I know we already spoke that you weren't more into cartoons, but are there any series that you loved watching?
SpongeBob, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! When, like, my brother would have it on in the background. I also liked watching Totally Spies.
Totally Spies.
Yeah.
Modern Totally Mystery.
Was it Murder Mystery? I forget. It was on Cartoon. It was like, and they were like in high school, like really tall, like amazing, but they would also turn into spies. I used to play that video game all the time. And then I liked, I don't know if this is cartoon, but like Bratz. They would have like animation and stuff like that. So I would watch that and play that. I used to love Bratz. And then I'm sure there's some Disney Channel and like Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network shows that I'm just completely forgetting. And I'm going to hate myself because I'm going to think about it later on. But I definitely liked cartoons. There are some that like kind of like Fairly Odd Parents. For some reason, I could never get on that. And like The Replacements. Never could get on that, but there were some other ones. I liked Kim Possible as well. What else? Oh, I'm gonna think. Those are the ones I can think of right now.
Kim Possible, I remember that. And Totally Spies and Martin Mystery is two different series. Like, both were aired at the same time during my childhood. So I, whenever someone names any one of the shows, I shout the next series too.
You shot the other one.
Yeah.
So. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, we had a good childhood. I love.
Yeah. What were your favorites?
My favorites. Oh my god, I was more of a TV person because both my parents were working, so we finished school early and we come and my sister and I spent a lot of time with TV. So. I do have favorite Disney channels where, you know, like, with cast, like, Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah, so, Zack and Cody and things. For cartoon, again, Pokemon, Powerpuff Girls, Justice League. I love Justice League. I used to call myself Wonder Woman. So, yeah, and, like, when I was young, I always role played a lot. When it was Power Rangers, I was the Pink Ranger. In Totally Spies, I was this red color agent, the one with the crop hair, the blonde one. She used to be the main one. She actually she's the glam character, but I'm not glam in real. But I kind of it was kind of the leading spies, you know, like more of a leader role, I guess. So I was like, oh, I want to be a leader. And in Powerpuff Girls, again, I was the red one.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls, there we go. Yep. Love that show.
Yeah, so Ben 10, Teen Titans, Phineas and Ferb.
No. there were some shows that I just could never. It would like be on after Hannah Montana. I was like, okay, time to turn the TV off, or like flip to another channel. Didn't care.
Come on, there's 104 days for summer vacation.
Oh yeah, I definitely remember the theme song. I just never liked the show. I never disliked it. I just was never was interesting to me. Right.
Some series were actually Japanese and Chinese oriented ones, which we weren't aware when we were young. It was actually adaptation or dubbed ones.
But interesting.
I am wondering if it's a K-pop podcast or a cartoon podcast, but guys, it's okay to talk about cartoons at times.
Yes, it's totally okay to mix the subjects.
Are you excited for some new comebacks this week or something?
what's happening this week? Who's coming back? Oh. I'm not sure.
Damon just released his MV today. I watched
it. Oh, did I gotta catch up on the new.
And GOT7 released their poster for comeback.
I saw that.
Any recent comebacks that you were jamming to so hardly?
I like Dinga. Dinga, Dinga. I also like Mino's Runaway. Tomanka. And then I like Secret Numbers stuff. I'm really into a lot of things. I haven't watched music videos. I'll like watch a bunch. I'll catch up on the, like, every week. I'll watch all the music videos for the week, like, all at once. So I haven't seen Mama Mo's Aya or like anything after that. So I gotta like catch up on all.
You're gonna have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. Well, I gotta start. I should have done it this weekend, but there's a lot I have to catch up on.
It's okay. Emily is busy, guys.
No.
No, you are working hard. Accept it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, like, I really am wondering when you were answering, I'm wondering what I'm going to do without you, actually. Maybe you should appear monthly once, the last episode, where we can at least talk about our favorite things that happened.
Yes, let me know, and I can definitely drum up some things that I know I will have liked for the month, for sure.
So, can you guess my favorite? I really wanted to talk about that.
Taemin?
Yeah, it was today, but last week I had something.
P1 Harmony?
Of course. Guys, please check them out.
I like that too.
So good. Yeah.
I really dig their song. Yeah.
Yeah. The entire album was also good. As I did tell you, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, it was more of self-composed. So people, if you're listening to it, I just want to promote my album review on them. I have worked hard on that. Maybe I got sick after working for it. I don't know, but it was like more days of work. So please check it out.
Nice. Yes, go check it out.
Yes. So thank you, Emily, once again.
Thank you.
I am super happy to take over the podcast from you. As I mentioned earlier, let us have episodes together at times. When you have free time, just let me know.
For sure.
So can you let the people, you know, like, give them a very nice endment if you wanna?
Sure. Thank you guys for listening. And please, you know, welcome Anthea well. And if there's any suggestions you have for her, totally hit her up in the DMs. And I appreciate, once again, you taking over. And yeah, I appreciate everybody who listened and gave me feedback and liked the podcast or didn't. It's fine. Either way, I appreciate it. The last year and a half. No. Oh my gosh. 2 years, almost 2 years that I've been doing this. So I truly appreciate it. Wow, 2 years, jeez. Almost 2 years. So I really appreciate that for you guys listening.
Yes, as you mentioned, our Believe in K-pop Instagram is live. So you can DM us whenever you want to. You can follow us for content. And you can reach out to me in all my social media platforms as well. And thank you for accepting me as your new host. I am grateful and I am super excited, and I have some lot of fun interviews planned. I was just super hyped and I have planned a lot of things ahead. So I will be meeting you with another wonderful interview that would be coming up next week. So stay tuned, take care, stay safe, spread love and be loved. This is Anthea from Believe in K-Pop. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.